I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Episode 13 of Dinosaur Park, the tabletop RPG, in which our two courageous heroes arrive at the terrible beating heart of Dinosaur Park and confront the man responsible. Previously on Dinosaur Park.
Jake's gonna try and find you.
Damn it, you punch it one more time, dude. You take the hit. And then the centipede, Jake, dead, finally vanquished, lands with a slam onto the dirt. Ground.
I do a Rocky Balboa kind of like cheer to the crowd. I look at the scientist and I'm like, eh?
The fella has put something up against the glass. It's a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And written on it, it says feeding tube with a question mark.
But Joel, if I push you back, can you go look for Charlemagne?
Yes.
All right. Cool. I like try and
wedge him with your
push
foot.
Him back. Flashlight, and I'm like, everyone, follow me.
You turn on the flashlight, and you illuminate the...
Back in the...
Everybody, fucking run. You illuminate the floor, and you see what seems to be just a sea of faces. Human faces looking up at you. Also, Joel?
Everyone, don't come in. Everyone, like, stay. I'm stay like... where you are. Don't move. I don't move.
I follow Joel Zammit in.
You see the human faces as well. They seem to be moving from side to side.
Are they like, if I move to the side, do they follow me?
Yes.
Don't like that.
Don't I walk like in.
Do you have any Valium left?
Yeah, I still got
I have one.
So now I got 8 Valium.
You consume a Valium. You're feeling pretty good.
And then
there's scary faces in the darkness. But you don't. You, whatever. Could be worse.
Hey. I look at the faces and I just acknowledge, like, yeah.
Gunther?
Yeah.
Come in, please.
Gunther comes in. Oh, okay.
The what?
I don't. What are these?
What are these?
Huh? Huh?
I'm not. I'm going to regret.
How's Gunther's mind? It's fine.
I'm going to regret doing this, but. Hey, like Charlemagne, he knows a lot about this park. Would he know? I don't want to ruin his vibes though.
I still got 5 pills.
Humankind.
Charlemagne.
Charlemagne gets up.
Come on, come here.
No, wait. Charlemagne.
Yes.
Again, I take off my helmet. I try and just
the darkness and the blood and jungle dissipates for a moment.
I struggle. I really, really struggle. But I'm like, Charlemagne, we need you to come in here. There's a lot of bad vibes. Look.
Do you want him to steal himself? Prepare himself for the bad vibes?
Yeah, I need him to prepare himself for the bad vibes.
He does. He a granite, steely look comes over his face. He's, all right.
Let's deal with these bad times together as a team. And maybe these bad times can be a good time in the future.
He walks over and he kind of like gets in between the two of you, puts an arm around each of you.
Yeah.
Starts kind of just like rubbing your shoulders.
Oh, that's great. That's nice. Wow. That's real good.
Charlemagne's
looks in. How's his mind? Charlemagne lets out a long, powerful scream. Runs back into the music coming from the computer and sits down.
Okay, I go over. Charlemagne?
Uh-huh. It was just a bad trip.
It was just, what was that? Do you know?
They're putting faces on crabs. They're putting faces on crabs.
Okay, so what are they? Are they just crab faces?
Why are they putting faces on crabs, man? Why would they do that to a guy?
So do you know that? So they're just like Galvano, yeah?
Galvano? He starts to weep.
So like,
my boy.
So they want to die. Yes.
He nods.
Good. Dusha, we got some crab stomping to do.
My eyes widen.
Put that ape mask back on.
The jungle consumes you.
The jungle, the blood.
David, Chris, come with me. Oh wait, David, the Chris, horror. Prepare yourself. There's gonna be some crabs with faces
David
on them.
Pulls up his sleeves and pulls out a wand. Like a magician's wand.
Yep. Prepare yourself. We're gonna do some sleight of hand.
White tips.
Yep.
If you can magic so that these faces disappear and it's just crabs, I would love that.
Oh, now they're just faces.
Yeah. Chris does a wave of his wand, taps one of the crabs on the face. And what was once just like a human face sticking out the front of the crab slowly becomes the whole crab. So like a face with crab legs coming out the side.
I don't like that. Chris
looks up at you like, oh, whoops.
That's all right. So they're only little, yeah?
Yeah, they're about the size of like a
potato cake.
Yeah. Okay. No, a bit bigger than a potato cake, like a hamburger.
I go back to Gunther and Alice. How'd you guys cook here?
He goes, goes into the kind of little living space and she pulls out a hot plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then she pulls out rations from the wall.
Okay.
This is pretty much what we've been surviving on.
So you don't have like any fuel or petrol I could just burn things with?
Let me have a search. She's like, sometimes it gets cold down here. We do have a gas heater. So that's...
Okay, but don't want to cause a too big an explosion.
Yeah.
Do you have like aerosol spray? Like maybe like, I don't know, deodorant or something like that?
Yeah, they can find your deodorant.
Oh, sick. Thank
like,
you.
I smell
Thank
good,
you.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Not from coincidence. I have been... My hygiene's through the roof.
Look, I've been living in a tiny little area for about 4 years, but I am a cleanly... human being.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I have that? Thanks.
Yeah, they hand it awesome. Over to you.
Hey, Dusha, you're much better at this than I am. I hand you a deodorant. I hand you my cigarette lighter. I think you know what to do.
Shoot the deodorant can. Throw it in the crabs and shoot.
That's all right.
That's a good idea. Flamethrower.
You're chanting flamethrower?
Yeah. I give you the deodorant can and a cigarette lighter. I'm like, flamethrower those gross face things.
Yeah, I don't have anything in my inventory to add to this to make it a different thing. So yeah, I oblige.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, no. Wait, no. Yeah, I oblige.
But yeah. With a, like...
Wait.
Yeah?
No, I hand it back to you. I'm like, you use this. I've got this. And pull out my AK.
I just... That'd be like a... They're small.
It's a waste of bullets.
Okay, fine. Flamethrower. Let's do this. Melt some faces.
With like a... The jungle takes over. Some faces cook tonight. There's like a flick, flick, whoof, as a powerful arc of gasoline-fueled fire or kerosene. What the fuck's in the lighter? Hmm. Lighter fluid-fueled fire.
It's more like Axe body spray-fueled fire.
Oh, yeah, it's not... Yeah, you're right. A chemical fire? Whatever. There's like... A chorus of not like screams, but like oh from the faces as they burn and melt. The skin melts off them until they're just they skulls just, like, with crab legs.
I just think it's a bunch of rare Romanos.
You start to burn your way through the face crabs, the man-faced crabs.
My face doesn't even look like I'm doing anything abnormal. I might as well be mowing the lawn.
I like to imagine you turn back to look at everybody, illuminated by the flame as... Oh!
I give you the thumbs up.
I nod.
Do you head into the tunnels after him?
Yes.
You going to do anything about this? Like, the crabs aren't doing anything. They're just kind of scuttling around.
Oh. And they're on fire now.
Just kick him out of the way.
Yeah, just keep...
Everyone, follow me!
Rightio.
I know where we're going, I assume.
You walk through the tunnels, kicking, booting crabs as you go. Oh, ah, oh, ah!
Ma!
Smack, ma, Marie, Marie! They smack into the walls as you go. Oh no, Robert!
Robert Barone.
Robert Barone! The only light in the tunnels is the fire from the deodorant flamethrower Joel Dusha is using to burn yourself the path. It seems like this is thick with man-faced crabs, like a carpet. Like if Dusha wasn't burning a path for you, you'd be crushing them underfoot. Mm-hmm.
I still crush them underfoot.
Yeah, well, good.
Oh, you were.
It's gross. As you go, you can see a couple of doors on either side of you. You can see one labeled Med Bay. You can see one labeled Meat Room. Meat House. Mm. You can see an animal testing pool, Med Bay, Animal Med Bay. You pass them,
okay. So they're just on the way. They're not there.
They're not where you need to go. But you can just see these rooms.
Let's just go open the Med Bay.
Right here. You open the Med Bay. It's pretty much completely pitch black except for a flickering electric light. Mm-hmm. And whenever it flickers, you can see what looks like a medical bay designed for human use. Got several gurneys and tables, like surgery tables, a couple of medical machines.
Okay, I go and for a light switch.
You turn on a light switch and you see... In one corner of the room, four Argentinian children.
Oh, sick! I'm like, oh, hey, buddies.
Hello.
Hey, what's...
What are the names?
What's your going?
Let's find out.
What's your names?
Valen.
Like Van Halen, but short. Yeah. Valen.
Yep.
Thiago.
Mm-hmm.
Francisco.
I'm going to call you Fran because my pen is dying. Yep.
Gonzalo.
That's four.
And Gonzo. Awesome.
Cool.
Hey, come with us, guys. Hey, how are you all going? You guys all right down here?
They look worried, but not terrified.
How do you survive down here? You're so...
I don't know.
Okay.
Our lives are something of a mystery.
They join the line of Argentinian children that follow you like baby ducks.
Oh, that's adorable. I searched the med bay room.
What are you searching too, Dusha?
Yep.
What are you using to search, Dennis Nedry?
Mm-hmm.
What are you using to search?
I guess Subway.
Subway.
Find some key ingredients.
Joel Dusha, you find the remains of a sandwich.
Lucky.
Sick. How old's a sandwich?
It is 1 year old.
That's not good.
I give it to Pablo.
To eat?
My faith. Yes.
Lose one Argentinian child.
Pablo, no!
Pablo is like, thank you very much. And dies in front of you.
I was trying to look after your favorite also, Joel.
That's
he
okay.
was hungry.
He looked hungry. I grab the mace and I give it to roll a dice.
4.
Thiago.
Thiago, classic. You also find 3 syringes of mysterious origin.
I'll take those.
And a nurse's outfit.
I'll also take
not a sexy nurse's outfit, like scrubs.
I'll also take that.
Joel Zammit, you find a metal gurney.
I'm not going to take that. That's just...
You could.
Actually, no. I take that. I put the attention children on it. Done.
Yeah, good.
Pablo, why did he... I can't believe he choked on that sandwich.
I don't think the sandwich was there. Choking was...
He definitely choked.
You find a tub in a freezer labeled human kidney.
I'll take that.
Joel Dooch's missing one. Chuck it in.
I'm going to use my Rocky Balboa to punch in a kidney.
I love that your Rocky Balboa is used like a medical stat. Heal him up by punching him better. Yeah.
I have 2 kidneys now.
You like get the kidney in your hand, pull it back, punch, and then by osmosis, it slides into your body and reconnects.
My eyes clear. The jungle and blood have fought back for a bit longer. I whisper, my black daughter.
Our black daughter.
I whisper, our black daughter, I'm coming for you. Daddy will be home soon.
Daddies will be home soon.
And you also find crutches.
Crutches. Alrighty. Let's go to the animal med bay. Let's have a quick squiz. Turn on that light.
Just go a looting pretty much for a bit. You turn on the light. The animal med bay is similar to the human med bay, except that it's for animals. So the surgery benches and beds are a lot larger. You can see that the machines are a lot larger. There is the corpse of 2 saber-toothed tigers, or the corpses of 2 saber-toothed tigers that are on 2 of the gurneys. It looks like somebody was performing some kind of surgery on them before things went awry. And other than that, it's pretty bare. There's a little office and records for all the animals. Yeah, you can find some scalpels. I'll say you can find 3 scalpels that are in good condition. The rest are started to rust.
Sick.
Anything else you want to look for?
No.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one was a meat room, was it?
Meat house, yes.
Let's just open that door.
The smell of rot hits you immediately.
Turn on that light.
This was clearly where they stored the meat to feed the many animals and denizens of dinosaurs and denizens of dinosaur parks. But in the intervening 3-4 years of non-activity, the meat has rotted away. This room, you can loot it if you want.
Close that door.
I loot it.
I open that door.
What does Joel Dusha
find? Here's Lestius. Oh, no, he's going in.
Find a bag of rotted meat. you know what? We're going to say you find a vacuum-sealed bag of animal fat. You find some ribs of goat.
Goat ribs, yeah.
Goat ribs.
Goat ribs and bag of fat. That's pretty good.
And that's about it.
I leave them there. I take the bag of fat.
Yeah, radio.
Goat ribs can stay.
Don't need goat ribs. There was also a pool, animal processing, and animal testing.
We got to give each one a cursory
glance. Yeah, no worries. I'll roll some
loot. If there's anything of interest or something that will attack us, just to kind of be like, what is... no thank you.
The whole place seems fairly deserted. You don't find anything in the pool. You find a deflated floaty if you want to take that.
No, I do not.
Other than that, not much. In animal processing, you find a list of all the animals in Dinosaur Park. You find several documents. This is basically where they would keep the files and the statistics and stuff for Animal
Park. I scan it. Is there any actual dinosaurs?
None that you can find.
I scan it. Is there any actual dinosaurs?
What are you using? Subway?
Yeah.
Find those key ingredients.
You don't find... The only reference to dinosaurs you find is the dinosaurs that were at the breeding facility in the heart of Africa. Other than that, you don't find much.
You know what annoys me most about this place?
It's called Dinosaur Park and there's no fucking dinosaurs?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what makes me angry. The jungle and blood consume me once again.
You just destroy the room.
Well, yes, I just like to secret light. I just light some of those documents.
Okay. The whole room starts to blaze.
All right, let's leave this. All right, boys and girls, let's onwards.
You shut the door to the roaring fire consuming all of the information on Dinosaur Park.
Good.
In hindsight, that seems like a bad decision.
You carry on. Why? Until eventually.
We just set fire to a room that has all the information for Dinosaur Park.
Yeah.
All of the information.
Hey, I got some good news though. I tell them about the nuclear bomb.
Oh yeah, I wasn't there for that bit.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's good.
Yeah, right.
Sick news.
That's good. Yeah. Can't wait to fucking nuke this shithole.
Same. So yeah, we can just blow this place up and we're done. It's gonna be super good.
I'm happy about this. That's good news.
Good.
You arrive at the end of this part of the tunnel system. And it seems like beyond this point, there is another collapse, another cave. And it seems like the neglect in this area, the underground tunnels of Dinosaur Park, is like palpable. Like nobody's been here in a while. But there is a door that says research facility. And it's when you open it, it leads to a set of stairs heading up. However, you notice that on the other side of the hall, there is a door that says Jackson's bunk.
I go piss on the door.
You cover the door in your hot, salty piss.
Because I've been drinking a lot of Coke Zero today.
That's true.
You haven't pissed once.
I haven't pissed once.
I open that door.
Inside is like...
the smell of piss.
Well, aside from the smell of piss, quite a pleasant-looking room. There's a small, comfortable-looking bed. There's a bookshelf full of different books. There's a little TV, a little entertainment system, a fridge, a kitchen. And it all looks pretty kind of like in good shape for the state of the tunnel.
Huh.
Do you want to loot it?
I loot and keep looking, like...
Something seems not right
about
this.
Something seems sus. Why is this all look good looking?
Joel Zammit, you find, like, what was clearly once going to be a Jackson costume. Like the same way people at Disneyland have, like, a Goofy outfit.
Yeah.
This was, like, a big Jackson. It's not even the remains of it. It's in quite good condition.
Okay.
There's also a Jake costume in here.
Okay.
You find a little notebook that has a lot of little codes and information, okay. Potentially Jackson's personal notebook.
Take that.
Dusha, you find a pair of slippers and a cane. Like, looks like Jackson's cane with the little mosquito in
it. Was it the one that he had at the party?
Let's roll to find out. Neither of you can quite remember. Looks similar to it, but you're not sure if, like, 100% this is it, or maybe Jackson has a couple of reproductions.
How many of these did he have, Dusha?
Turn around a second.
All right.
I quickly change my ape costume, keep the ape mask, put on Jackson suit.
So a Jackson suit, where I'm assuming your head's poking out of his mouth, but instead of your face, it's a bloody ape skin.
Yep, it's white with Jake's blood.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Good.
Yeah, radio.
I turn around. Why did you need me to turn? What did you?
Okay. Nikki's like, other Joel, also yes. Joel. Are you going to get in a Jake outfit?
Do you want? Should I?
And if you're not going to, I will.
No, you get in the Jake outfit. It's fine.
Me and Mickey are going to have the best time.
The Jake outfit. The Jake outfit comes with a long trailing tail of centipede.
How happy is he?
He looks pretty chuffed.
Oh, that's great.
Mickey looks pretty happy about the whole situation.
You should put the slippers on.
I do.
Rightio. Plus one sneak.
Yes. I flip through that notebook.
Rightio.
See if there's anything of interest. Maybe you see what the last entry was. Was it a recent entry?
So, I lost a dice down my dick hole.
Don't sound with dice.
I got it back. You flip through a diary. It looks like a lot of, like, doodles, a lot of idle drawings. Like, you find not much of interest until you get towards the end when it starts to be quite serious entries into a sort of journal. And he's starting to talk about the reopening of Dinosaur Park as though it's an actual concrete thing. He talks about investors and the amount of money they've put into Dinosaur Park. He talks about his plans for how to refurbish the exhibits. He talks about how he wants to, you know, make better and more interesting exhibits for Dinosaur Park. Seems like he is fairly sure that it's going to open
again. Is there any dates in the diary?
It seems fairly recent.
Like, more recent than when we got here?
No, well, you've only been here a day. It's getting like, you're in the night now.
Oh, that's right. Somehow I feel like we've been here for months. Okay.
You literally have been here a day.
Wow, we've done a lot in a day.
Yeah, well, we're in nighttime now. We're in the second half of a 24-hour day.
I put that in my video. Getting tired.
You also find... All right. You also find a sketch of a dog with a parrot sewn to its back. Just in the back of the book.
That's super weird.
Yep.
Like, I flipped through the book again, trying to see, are there just dinosaurs or crabs with human faces? Just sketched in amongst all these things.
Okay, you find one thing on one of the later pages. It's a little love heart with man-faced crabs written in it, like on the inside of the heart. And then maybe scroll next to it, like, best idea.
He's insane. He's an insane man. All right.
Heading up to the research facility?
Yep.
No.
Wait, is there anything we can burn in that room?
You could burn the whole room. No. There's a bookshelf.
No, it's nighttime now. Mm-hmm. You should have a sleep.
Ready, yeah?
Rest up.
Rest up, get all your Argentinian kids back. That is not how health works.
No, it's all right. We got this. It's okay. It's almost over.
You're fueled by jungle blood.
Okay.
Joel Samet, he'll get by.
That's all right. I'm insomniac. Give me one of those.
So I question
zeros.
If people want to sleep. No one does. I'm like, sick.
give me them Coke Zeros.
All right, have a Coke Zero.
That'll give me that caffeine boost.
Right, mark it off. Cross it off your
It's all right. I've still got six bottles.
Sick. I give one to... Can I have one? And I'll give it to my new best friend, Diego.
Yeah, Diego has a drink.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Does he want some sandwich?
One day I want to...
They're also our house.
No sandwich.
One day I want to grow up and be a dancer, he says to you.
I encourage that.
Radio. He's not great.
He'll learn.
As you open the door to the research facility, mm-hmm. Do you set fire to Jackson's secret bunker? Ready?
Don't worry. I'm thinking in the back. I want to, but I'm like, no. I'll nuke it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's going to be gone anyway. You open the door to the research facility, and you can hear from up the stairs murmurs of conversation, the sounds of machinery, the occasional spark of electricity. It sounds like there's a lot of activity above you. Mm-hmm. You going to just go in all guns blazing? You going to be quiet about it? What's the go?
Oh, Charlemagne.
Yeah.
So we're in the research facility.
Sick.
So what do we have to expect? People going to be like welcoming us and stuff?
Charlemagne like rubs his head. He's like, look, man. Some people, yeah, they're going to love you. They're going to get in on the whole, you know,
yeah,
how good everything is.
I like to imagine he's looking at also Joel when he's saying this and then turns to me when he's about to deliver the second line.
Yeah.
But some, they don't get it, you know?
My eyes widen with jungle and blood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people, they just don't get it. Maybe they think, you know, Jackson, he's got a good, you know, good ideas.
So there's
I don't think that.
Yeah.
Maybe
how
they
many,
think that.
Like on a...
Like, there were like 30 of us.
Yeah. So like 15 were in support?
No, more like 20 of them.
So like more... Okay, so the majority.
Yeah.
Okay.
The major itty.
All right. The major what?
Huh?
I sold your head.
Rightio. Just soldiering?
Yep.
Rightio.
With Winston Churchill skills at my ready, just to be like, I need to try and convince these brainwashed fools.
You walk up the steps, and as you get higher, it kind of opens out into a corridor. And you can see that this area is well used. Mm. There is a carpet on the floor. There is the sounds of machinery just around the corner. Mm-hmm.
See, wait. Give me that cane of Jackson's.
Yes, I passed the cane over.
Sweet.
Right. You can see that...
My costume is no longer complete, and I'm a little bit sad about that, but that's okay.
You can see that as it turns, that the corridor turns, and there's that wall is a large window that looks out over Dinosaur Park. And you can see that the ice is getting closer and closer. It has breached the shores of Plesiosaur Lake. It has started to consume the helicopter with Clark Rubber dead inside. It has started to climb up the ice, climbing up the side of the aviary. And you can kind of see in the distance that it's extending out also to the front. Like, you're freezing a lot of Queensland right now. It seems like it's coming towards you. It's also like, you can only see that by the electric lights shining down on Dinosaur Park. It's nighttime when you look outside.
Okay.
So there's a corridor heading down, and in the other direction, it seems like it kind of heads off deeper into the research and development side of things.
Okay. So, Charlemagne, so where was his other exit?
Charlemagne, like, looks forward into the middle distance for a bit, and he's like, down.
Where? How do we get access to it?
We got to go through the main bit.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of that, down.
So where are we right now?
On the other side, but not the other side.
So what's the best way? So why are we here in this research facility?
Because we've got to stop what's going on.
What's going on?
They're making manimals.
Galvano.
Charlemagne's eyes are again dimes.
So they're making manimals, you said?
You can hear a voice, like, from down the corridor. Is somebody there?
Yep.
Two scientists around the corner. Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
No, wait. New plan.
Yeah?
Me and Mickey burst forward and we're like, we're here to celebrate Jackson's announcement.
Okay. Let's roll. Get a couple extra dice for Mickey boy. They're, like, not attacking. They're like, what announcement?
The park. The park.
The reopening? I didn't think we were ready.
It's like, no, we're not.
Tears ready. Well in my eyes, but I'm like, yeah, the reopening. It's soon. 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Maybe a month.
Jackson hasn't said anything about you.
I am a surprise, Jackson. Look at my costume. Also, Joel, throw me the cane.
I throw him the cane.
I catch it and do like a ta-da pose.
All right.
Why else would we have the cane?
I guess. Is Jackson expecting you?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, well, right this way. They lead you down the corridor, past the window, and into a large antechamber. In the middle of this is a sort of... like wild
my laboratory.
Get ready. No, it's okay. I saved something good for this.
There appears to be a giant like machine shooting Tesla, like Tesla coils are shooting electricity from one to another. There's cages full of angry manimals. There's a baboon with a man's face. There are man-faced crabs crawling around the floor. Drop my big amp. There's a massive cage to one side as well, like gargantuan, bigger than Galvano even. And it's kind of quite hard to see what it is. There's like a curtain, like a sheet over. It's hard to see what's inside. It's sort of like stairs going down into this sort of antechamber. And Jackson is in the middle with a parrot and a dog. And he's trying to throw the parrot to the dog. One of the scientists calls out, Mr. Bailey, they're here for you for the reopening. Jackson whips his head around.
Oh! Just murdered my eyes.
He seems startled to see you.
The fuck is this?
I wasn't expecting you guys so quickly. How will the plumbing boys handle this revelation? Find out next time on Dinosaur Park.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.